Good morning, church. Morning. Good to see everybody this morning. Let's go ahead and get settled. That would be awesome. I see some of y'all that normally come to the early service chose the late service today. And Jesus knows where you live. That's all I'm going to say. Well, good to see you. Good to have you worshiping with us online. I don't know if you're tracking with our pastor as far as reading through the Psalms during this Lent season. This last Wednesday was Psalm 33. I just want to read a little bit of this. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Anybody righteous here this morning?
Yeah.
Well, we might not feel like it, but we are the righteousness of Christ this morning. So this is us. This is for us. It says, praise is becoming to the upright. Which that word becoming there means beautiful. Praise is beautiful. And it reminded me of scripture out of Isaiah 61 that we're told to put on a garment of praise. Now, everybody this morning, we chose something to put on, right? We had a choice to do that. Well, I didn't. Carlene laid my clothes out for me. So if I don't look good, it's not my fault. But you know, there's a choice. And so this morning, we have a choice to put on this garment of praise. Praise is beautiful. And I heard a pastor say one time, kind of a mashup of these two scriptures, is that praise looks good on you, and it looks good on me. So let's make that choice this morning to engage and praise the Lord with every fiber of our being. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for this opportunity to be in your house, to worship you. Father, you're never too busy to show up here on Sunday mornings. And so, Father, I'm just grateful for us being allowed to seek you this morning and connect with you. So, Father, just honor our attempts to glorify you. And we love you for who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're a little out of sorts this morning as far as our normal spots. Brent's out of town, so we have the one and only Jeff Hatcher that's going to lead our worship this morning.
Y'all are a church of grace, right?
Totally. You know, early service, he came all the way from Rio Mar Street, which is three blocks away. Jim Reinbolt's, man, great word from the Lord this morning on service. Looking forward to hearing that again. So, Jim, thank you so much for filling in there. Let's stand up and worship the Lord together.
So 23 years ago, when I became pastor, the praise team was me and Terry. That was it. That's all we had. And Terry carried us through. And then the Lord began to bless us with gifted and talented people. And so we are so blessed that but Brent's out of town. Shauna's out of town. Billy's had to paint his nails this weekend, so he's not able to do it. So we're gonna go back 23 years. Are you ready for some oldies but goodies this morning? All right, let's do it.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Children will come join Miss Carlene.
Oh, wait. Yay! There we go. Hey, well, good. All right. Let's go. Yeah. Hey, how are you? Do what? Okay, yeah. Well, I got all tangled up a while ago. So how's everybody this morning?
Good.
All right. Well, I decided I was had my cell phone, and I thought I would just talk about my cell phone for a minute. Do y'all have a phone?
Yeah.
Mom, Dad have phones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have our phones with us? We have to keep them with us, carry them in our purse and stuff, right? Yeah, we have our phones with us. Does everybody have their phones, right? Well, in your purse, yeah. But, you know, as I was getting ready to go to church, I grabbed my phone. Guess what? I didn't plug it in to charge it. So guess what? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's just blank. I can't make any calls. Can't talk on it. Oh, wait, maybe I tried to plug it in a while ago and I got a little bit of a charge, but yep. So it's just there. It's just there. Not ready to work. So, but is it important to be charged?
Yes.
Yes, it is, because we might need to make a phone call, right? Or send a text message, right? Yeah. So, what do I need to do to recharge it?
Get a charger.
Get a charger, that's right. So, I brought my charger with me so I could get it recharged, right?
Yeah.
But I had to plug it in, right? Stick it in. And then I have to connect it to my phone, and then it should recharge, right? And then I should be able to make my phone calls and text and maybe play a game. Do y'all play games on phones? Yeah. Do you? Yeah. Yeah. But it needs to be recharged before it can be used again, right? Well, so I got to thinking, we might be kind of like a little cell phone. We might be kind of a little bit like a cell phone. So you're like, how can that be? But you know, sometimes in our life, we can get very busy and we get really tired. Do y'all ever get really tired? Yeah. And then sometimes life is just hard and you just don't want to do anything. Sometimes you're sad. Sometimes we cry. So we are just not charged, are we? Right? We've just kind of gotten busy, and we just need to recharge our spirit and our soul. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah,
that's something new. Maybe you can think about that. So when we recharge, do we have something we can plug into like this? Do we have a cord? That would be easy. Sometimes we wish we did. We could plug it in, and we'd be charged, right? But we don't have anything like this. But we have something that's more amazing than this charger right here. And do you know what that is? We have what? We have Jesus and God. Guess what? Can God and Jesus recharge us? Yes, He can. Yes. So when I'm gonna talk about how we can plug into God. So God's not a plug-in like a charger, right? But we can plug into God in a sense. We can pray. When you're tired and you're lonely and you're sad, what should you do?
Pray.
That's right. So do you ever sing and worship God in the car or in outside or in your room? Do you ever do that? Do you know that's recharging when we sing and worship? Yeah. Do you ever read God's word and let His word just fill you up, or say a scripture verse? Sometimes when I get really tired and I'm really just needing recharged, one of the verses that I go to, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that helps me to remember whatever's going on, guess who I can trust into? And He's going to recharge me. That's right. Can we come to church and learn about God? Yes. Does that recharge us? Because we get excited when we're back there doing children's church, right? And you're making crafts and you're even eating a snack can recharge you, right? Yeah. And then we can talk to others about God. Do you ever tell your friends about God? Do you ever get excited when you have something exciting going on? Are you going to go tell your friends something? Do you know that recharges you? And do you know that we can rest and listen to God and get recharged? Do you know God, that God talks to you? Isn't that amazing? But guess what we need to do? We need to listen. But do we always listen to God?
Yeah.
We do all the time? Yeah. Sometimes we are just sometimes really tired and busy and we don't listen to God. So we need to take time to rest and recharge and listen to God. So when we are recharged for God and we're full of joy in the Lord, and then we can go out and do all the things that God's calling us to do. But when we're just tired and sad and uncertain about things, do you want to be excited about God? Are you excited about God? No. But when we turn to Him and talk to Him and listen to Him, He recharges us so that we can go out and tell others about God. So, just like our phone needs to be, just like my phone needs to be charged so I can use it, do we need to be recharged?
Yeah.
So are you getting recharged this morning by coming to church? Yes. Are you getting recharged because we were prayed this morning? Did you recharge this morning because we were singing and worshiping just now? Are we going to get recharged when we go to children's church? Yes, we are. So we are going to be excited and ready to serve God the next 2 or 3, 4, or 5 weeks, right? Or can we be recharged to serve God all the time?
Yeah.
All the time, right? Yes, and it's okay. So we want to be recharged and be filled with God. And it says in Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But to those who hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle." So when we are renewed by God and recharged by God, we will soar and tell others about Jesus. Can we do that? All right, let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you love us. And I thank you that we can just plug into you and be recharged and that you fill us up, Lord Jesus. Help us just to keep our hearts and minds turned towards you, Lord, as we live each day, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Parker.
Hello again, church. That was really, really boisterous. Huh? We're not charged. All right, come on. Maybe by the end of the service. Maybe. Sometimes it takes a while to charge, right? Well, again, welcome. I want to encourage you to go ahead and check into this service through the app if you have that on your smartphone. Also, if you're our guest this morning, we're honored that you would choose to worship at Wiley Methodist. There is a guest registration card in the chair pocket, excuse me, in front of you. If you want to leave us a record of your visit, please fill that out. And like I said, Jim Reinbolt's bringing the word this morning, and Jim would love to meet with you down here by the main entrance after the service. So if you're our guest, God bless you. We're honored that you would be here with us this morning. There's a insert in your bulletin, ministry opportunities, the service insert, excuse me. And for the month of March, we're going to highlight the ministries where servants are needed. And each week, we're going to expand on that need. Last week, we touched on the children's ministry, the youth ministry, and Operation Christmas Child. And so this morning, Teresa Sove. Not Teresa Wood, Teresa Sove, she's going to speak about the women's ministry needs. Gary Gamotes and Jamie Adams are going to talk more in depth about the needs for the safety team. And then I'm going to just speak to the mission trip opportunities and visitation that takes place. So, Teresa, go ahead and share with us what's on your heart.
Yes, we have the women's ministry, and hopefully a lot of you ladies, if not all of you, have been to one of our events. And there are some areas that I would like to expand us. I would love to have a group of women who are hostesses or are greeters and just agree that on that day I can call you and you'll just stand at the door and be welcoming and bringing women into the event and just making it a cheerful start. Decorators, I'd love to have volunteers for decorating. The more hands that help, the more cheerful and faster that job goes. And it's really rather fun to decorate for each event. So I'd love some decorators. If you want to be a part of the leadership team and start planning about 3 months ahead of time and organize and decide what's being taught each time and being experienced, I'd love to hear from you. And I'd really love a leader who would just feel led to organize an away trip for women, where we go to another location and go to a planned event. And so if you are a woman who feels like that is a good leadership role for you, I would love to hear from you about that. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Gary Gamotes. I'm going to be talking about the safety team. The safety team at our church has two branches. One branch is called the Get, and the second branch is called the Smart. So the part that I primarily handle is the Get, which stands for God's Engagement Team. And we're the people that look after you guys during the services and during special events. Yeah, Jesus is the shepherd. We get to be the sheepdog. So we're grateful that we have this opportunity to serve in that capacity. But we also do other things as well when it comes to security for the folks. So if you're interested in learning more about how to become a sheepdog, a GET member, a security person, then let me know. The second part is the SMART, and I'm going to turn that over to Jamie to tell you about that.
Good morning. So the SMART, a really clever acronym that I do not get the credit for, this is Gary, but is the Swift Medical Action Response Team. So my name is Jamie Adams, and I actually currently serve as the Mother's Day Out Director here at the church, but before I came here, I actually was an ICU nurse for about 12 years before we started our family. So the SMART team, we're looking for servants that have a medical background, whether you're a therapist or a nurse, a physician, anyone that would be willing to respond if there was a medical event or trouble. And so what we do is we'll come together and get familiar with the tools and things that we have in the building as far as first aid kits and things like that, our AED. And so we will actually do that next Sunday. We're going to combine with the GET team in the fellowship hall at 1:30. And so if you're interested in that, we would love to have you join us.
Thank you. Thank
you. Only Gary Gamotes could come up with GET SMART. Some of us know what that's about, right? Missed it by that much, right? Well, thank you, all of you, for your love for the Lord and love for this church. I want to speak about mission trip opportunities and visitation opportunities. So for the last 4 years, our church has led a mission trip to Panama, and it's a medical focus, with a medical focus, but everybody that's gone has not had a medical background. And so Millie Getz has led that for the last 2 years, and she's unable to do that this year, but she's still looking for people who may be interested in making that trip. It's a 6 or 7 day trip, typically latter part of July. So if you're interested in that, let us know. Also, the visitation team, our pastor and myself, we typically take care of hospital visitation, but we've got a group of ladies, 3 or 4 ladies, that visit our shut-ins and those that are homebound typically once a month. And we have 10 or 12 of those people that are not able to connect with us here in person on Sunday mornings. You know, I'm grateful for our opportunity to broadcast that to them. You know, one of the few things that was good that came out of the pandemic was it forced churches to upgrade their online presence. And so we got a product that's not perfect, but it really fits the needs and or suits that need pretty well. And they're connecting with us online, but gosh, it helps just to have a face to come and pray with them and encourage them. And so that's our visitation team. We've had one male that signed up for visitation team, and I'm saying, look, you're going to be with a group of ladies. Are you okay with that? And he said, well, I don't want to cramp their style. But anyway, so we're trying to figure out what God's doing, and so we may have a men's visitation team, a women's visitation team, a co-ed team. We're just going to see what the Lord does with that. So if you're interested in any of these ministries that we mentioned this morning or the others, there's 14 total, go ahead and check the box by that ministry. Fill out the backside, name, email, and phone number. Also, you can scan the QR code at the top of that form, and you can fill out a form online as well. And I encourage you, seek the Lord about this. Don't just, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Really, truly seek the Lord. I think he's got a place for all of us in this fellowship. So if you're able, let's stand and recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Because this week's spring break, our office will be closed. The only activity that's going on is the men's Bible study on Tuesday morning at 6:20. Also, it's time to start gathering candy for our Palm Sunday egg hunt. So kind of stick that in the back of your mind. The next time you come to church, maybe pick up a little bit of candy. So as I shared at the outset, Psalm 33 just kind of resonated with me this past Wednesday. And so I want to pray part of this psalm or praise the Lord out of the psalm, just praising him with scripture, praying scripture back to him. And sometimes I just kind of get stuck in my prayer time, and it's a really great way to connect with the Lord. I mean, you can't go wrong by praying scripture back to God. And so this isn't the perfect model for that, but I'm going to make my best attempt at it, and maybe just kind of consider adopting this maybe as part of your worship time. So let's go to the Lord. So this is Psalm 33, 6 through. So, Father, we acknowledge, Lord, that by your word, your spoken word, the heavens were created. Everything was created by the breath of your mouth. The stars, Lord, the planets, all the galaxies, God, you spoke them into existence. And, Father, you gather the waters of the sea together as a heap. And in the deeps, there's storehouses of your creation. And Lord, we're encouraged to fear you, not be afraid of you, but fear you, to stand in awe of who you are. God, I don't know when the last time I've just been astounded about what you've done. So, Father, I pray that as we walk out of this place, God, as we go throughout our day, we're just caught. Our attention is caught or grabbed by just part of your creation that's absolutely phenomenal. And Lord, you spoke and it was done. You spoke and it was completed. You commanded this into existence and it stands fast. And Lord, the only thing that's going to keep interrupt the earth rotating, God, is your spoken word. Nothing else can stop that except for you. The sun comes up in the morning because the earth rotates, because you commanded it to be so. And Father, we acknowledge that this morning. And Lord, there are nations, there are rulers that are counseling against you, but your word says that you nullify the counsel of those nations. You frustrate the plans of the ungodly. And Lord, your counsel stands forever. It's perfect. Your counsel is holy. Your counsel is righteous. And Father, I just pray that you help us, God, to listen to you when you speak. Listen to the counsel that you give us personally. And Lord, your word says that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And Father, I want to see our nation blessed. My goodness, we're so far from that. I thank you for sustaining the saints. I thank you for sustaining the righteous. And Lord, you have blessed the United States of America. But Father, you have so much more for us than we can ever think or imagine. So Father, I just pray for a radical transformation for our nation. I pray, God, against what the enemy is trying to do to lead this nation astray. So for your glory, Father, just pour out your blessing on us. Pour out your spirit. I pray for deep, heavy conviction. Lord, sometimes we're too big for our britches as a nation. Humble us, Lord, whatever it takes. We love you. We trust you. And Father, thank you for this opportunity, God, to be in the house of the Lord together. I pray for our awesome brother, Jim Reinbold, as he brings the word about service. I pray that it resonates with us deeply. We are living sacrifices. Lord, open our hearts to know what that's about and trust you with that truth. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If the Lord stirs your heart to give this morning, the electronic options are on the screen. The offering boxes are by the doors. If you have a prayer need this morning, you want to fill out a prayer request card, you can drop that in the offering boxes as well. Also, we'll have, I believe, Joyce and Grace, or Grace and others will be available for prayer after the service. Let's stand and continue to worship.
Good morning. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus to all of you and to you that are watching from home. We're glad you're here today. This month, we're talking about serving, servanthood, service, volunteering. You see the insert in the bulletin, which I think is great. Hope you all can participate in some of those. But I asked the praise team to stay up here today because I want to acknowledge them for their service. And I also want to acknowledge the gentlemen back there in the back that are working all the sound so you can hear me. So we appreciate you all. And is there anybody here that serves on the praise team that's not doing it today? Would you stand if there's anybody here? Yes. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you all doing that, and it just makes our service so much better, and it's really, really great. Thank you, folks. You can go now so I can get my preaching time going. It's a blessing to be here this morning, even though I'm nervous as heck. In fact, it's a blessing at my age to be anywhere, so we're glad to see you. First scripture I want to share with you this morning about serving is from Luke 22, verse 27, because it is the direction that we should go as we follow what Jesus has done for us. Can you believe the Son of God came to serve you? How do we comprehend that? How do you get your head around that? Listen to what he said in this scripture, verse 27. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? It is not the one who sits at the table. Yet I am among you as the one who serves. Jesus is our servant. Think about that as you go home today. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, I just praise you and give you all the glory today. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be here and worship, to be together in this house, to declare who you are and what you've done for us. But Lord, my concern this morning is not that these people would hear my words as I talk, but they would hear you speak, Father. So I pray into whatever needs are in this building today, whether it's physical or mental or spiritual, whatever it is, Lord, I just pray that you would speak to each individual according to their needs as I attempt to share some thoughts of my own. And as we do that, we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. I think, personally, there are two different parts to ministry service. The first part is the one that's listed here in your bulletin. And it is a time when we set a time, a place, we go there specifically, and we serve. We become a servant. But there's another part of service. I call it the ministry of life. This is great. I encourage everybody to be a part of that. But when you leave that place that you serve for some reason, you go into the rest of your life. And God has called us to serve. The scripture that I really want to get a hold of today is Romans 12:1. It says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Okay. We're going to talk about that today. I want to do a little word study. There's a couple words here that are important for us to understand, because when you read Scripture, sometimes the word doesn't make sense. And in this case, it says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Some RSV, for one, changes the word service to worship. And that's what I want to address today. Service, word study. A religious act belonging to worship, we've already connected the two there, in which an offering is made to God of some material object that belongs to the offerer. What material object would that be if we're serving? It is us. It's our bodies. It's our presence. All that we do. Bringing acts of worship. So let's talk about that a little bit. If you go back, the Greek believed that the body was not important. They thought the only thing important was the spirit, that the body was something to be ashamed of, to be despised. And so Paul comes in here and he wants to get it straight for the Christians. The body and its use is a form of service slash worship to God. In other words, a form of sacrifice is important to God. So we can use our bodies as one form of worship as we leave here. We can come out of this place, out of these walls, out of this service, which is very important to us, and we can serve outside the church walls. And it is about how we treat others. How we go about our daily lives that will make a difference in other people's lives. I didn't bring the upper room with me. I guess it's... Yeah, I'll just tell you the story. A lady pastor was out walking one day, and it was icy and cold, and she remembered that there was a neighbor down the street who didn't come to their church. And she noticed the paper was in the driveway, so she picked up the newspaper, and she went and rang the bell, and the lady answered. And she was so tickled to see somebody, and she invited her in. And she made tea, and the couple sat down with her, and she shared with them, gave them a church newsletter, told them that they were welcome and that she cared about them. And the lady, you know what she was impressed by? The fact that they stopped and brought that newspaper, because she said, I was worrying how I was going to get my newspaper this morning because it was so icy on the driveway. Little things, my friends, really mean a lot. I could give you lots of examples of that, but they won't let me preach that long, so. But this exemplifies the point that such a simple act of service, servanthood, you could call it, allows God to use it for encouragement, for guidance, and spiritual growth. God used this pastor to bring light, bring encouragement to this couple that was lonely and by themselves and didn't know what they were going to do. Of Proverbs 3:6, the scripture says about acknowledging him in all your ways. There's more there. I like the whole thing, 5 and 6, but I just want to share with you about chapter 6, or verse 6. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And so I'm saying today that by serving others, we acknowledge who God is. Both that we acknowledge to him we know who he is, and we acknowledge to other people who he is. Let's just see what Jesus said in that scripture. He said, yes, I am the one among you who serves. We have his example to be a servant. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, do as I have done unto you. That's the RSV version. That's Reinbold Standard Version, okay? Do as he has done unto us. That washing action that he did there that night included love and forgiveness. Through that, he served, and people received it. Our acknowledgement of him through our service gives opportunity to let others know who he is and his nature toward us. His love, his care, his mercy, his forgiveness. It opens the door for us to share more about our Heavenly Father and about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Okay, so what do I mean about every day sharing who God is and what he has done? Let's take the example of you go to the food pantry and you deliver food to the car, and I'm assuming that the person says, thank you. Do you say, you're welcome? Or do you say, I do this because Jesus loves you and me, and I want you to know how much he loves you. So unlike the Greeks, we Christians believe that our body belongs to God and that we can serve / worship, as the scripture says, making those two words interchangeable. We can serve with our body as well as our soul and our spirit. Now, the other word study I would do is worship, so that we understand what's happening here in this scripture that Paul gave us. If we are to accept the use of the word service and worship interchangeable, we must see that its original meaning was what it was when Paul wrote it. Because when you read the Bible, sometimes we use words that we have that don't really describe what they were talking about back then, or that they had a different word. Okay, that definition of worship, to work for hire or pay. That's the first definition. I'm going to give you several meanings to that word. Now, we don't serve God so that he'll do something for us, do we? We serve him because he already has. But that's the meaning of that word originally. It was the word used by laboring man who gave his strength to an employer in return for some kind of pay. It denotes not slavery, and I think that's important in the meaning, not slavery, but the voluntary undertaking of some type of work for the one who gives back. It eventually came to mean, and this is important, quite literally, to serve. So we take the word worship, we take the word serve in this case, and they mean the same thing. It also means that to which a person gives their whole life. And that's where I come in, that our worship is a time, our service is a time in our whole life. Therefore, one part of true worship is the offering of our bodies and all that one does every day with it. So to form a real worship is an offering of everyday life to our Lord God Almighty, and is more than something that's transacted only in a building. And I don't mean to disparage anything about our worship, because that is necessary and we are called to come together in fellowship. But as something that sees the whole world as the temple of God and goes into it to serve / worship. Whittier wrote a poem, and I'll share in part with you what it says. The holier worship which he designs to bless restores the lost and binds the spirit broken and feeds the widow and the fatherless. I think there's a scripture, maybe in Ephesians, that says true religion is the care for the widow and the orphan. And so we bring worship and service together in the same circle, you could say, in the same life. We can say, I'm going to church today to worship God. But I want to ask you, can you say, I am going to the office? I am going to work. I'm going to the restaurant. I'm going to the doctor, dentist office, the food pantry, the houses for healing, or delivering turkeys. Can you say you're doing that and say you're going to worship? I think you can if you do it with the right reasons. Volunteering is great, and I recommend you try to do some of these. I volunteered many years when I was pastoring. I served on different boards of the school and the development committees. I helped start two food pantries in two different communities. I believe in that. And if you have the ability and the time and can do that, I encourage you. But don't stop there. Make your life service. Make it serving people. I'm saying every day, every place, we should be in service because of what God did for us and is doing for us. Encourage, lift up, forgive in ministry opportunities and life opportunities every day. Share God's love with your heart and your hands, your strength, and that which includes also financial blessings that God has given you. If you're not physically able to do that, then I encourage you to take this. Take it home. Put it where you have your prayer list, and every week pray for one of those ministries. And if you're watching from home and you can't do ministry, you want one of these, call the office. I'll bet they'll find a way to get you there. I'll take it and deliver it to you myself if you want it, okay? Extend your service, your worship to outside of these walls, and this day you can make a difference in people's lives by living and worshiping according to God's holy word. I want to share with you, I know of a pastor, when he moved on to another church, the community had a reception for him. And at that reception, of course, they had the snacks. That's the good part, right? But they had a little book sitting around, and people could write a note to the pastor. And so they had the reception, and everything went great, and he moved. And of course, he was busy for several weeks moving, and then he got out the book, and he began to read. And he was amazed, because there was people that wrote in that book that he never knew. He doesn't remember ever coming in contact with them, doesn't know their name, has no idea. And it sunk in that we can have ministry that we volunteer for, and it's great, and I encourage it. But our real ministry is our day-to-day life of service. Amen. Thank you. Find a way, whatever it is, the littlest way. How do you treat the waiter, the waitress, when you leave this place today? Do you show them the nature of God through you? If you go to work, if you go shop, go to the doctors, worship. Make it something that God recognizes that you know who he is and that he loves you and he loves them. So, my brethren, I beseech thee by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, which is your reasonable worship. And you know who's going to get blessed? The one that you serve and you. I guarantee you, if you do that, you will be blessed. And for retirement, people particularly, I think it's a great thing because it gives you purpose and something to do that's sharing God's love and God's mercy. So again, I say, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship. And the praise team come up, please. Lord, join your hearts with mine, please. Father, there's so many ways we can serve you by serving others. And I just pray that my thoughts, my message would come across that people's lives are meaningful and can be meaningful to others because you care about us and you love us and you have mercy upon us when we need it and you forgive us when we need it. But many people don't know about that, Lord. So I pray you send us out from this place today to worship in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to say, I believe that every service should make the opportunity to make a personal profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that, I invite you forward. If somebody at home hasn't done that, I invite you to come talk to Jeff Call. Don't leave without knowing him, okay? Don't do that. He is our Lord and Savior for all eternity. And the other thing, come forward if you want to do that today. The other thing is, if God is doing something special in you today, something special that you want to share with this congregation, I encourage you to come forward. If you want to pray and you want somebody to pray with you, you come over to my right. If you want to pray on your own, you come over here and pray at the prayer railing. And don't leave this house without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen.
Oh,
from this place today, I pray that God will show you when you're able to show mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness to those around you. Serve, serve, serve. Go and serve. Amen. I'll be out here.
Shout to the Lord of the earth.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus Himself set the example for us by being baptized Himself, and He encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.